Good evening, everyone. I'm broadcasting live March 5th. Today's quote is actually quite an interesting little passage. When the Buddha was staying in Kapilavatthu, in the park of the banyan tree. I think that's Nigrodharma. Nigrodharma, which was built by his family, his mother and his father. Their families got together and built Nigrodharma. Mahanama, there are two Mahanamas that we know of. One of them was actually the one of the first five disciples of the Buddha, but that's not this one. Mahanama is actually interesting, it's just an interesting word. It means great name, kind of like a well-known person. Somehow Mahanama was a name they gave to princes. But this Mahanama most likely was Anuruddha's brother. Because it happened that when Anuruddha became a monk, he did so after a discussion with his brother Mahanama. Mahanama said to Anuruddha, "Well, you know, all these other Sakyans are going forth and becoming monks. So one of us, but no one from our family has become a monk yet. So either you become a monk or I become a monk. One of us has to, because our family is unrepresented." And everyone's going to say, "Oh, look at these, this family's too lazy to become monks. And they're not following after the tradition of Siddhartha." So Anuruddha said, "Well, gee, becoming a monk, that sounds quite tough, you know. No, I've heard what that's like, and I live under trees and stuff, and that sounds difficult to me. You become a monk, and I'll stay and I'll be a lay person. I'll stay as a lay person, live the lay life. It's got to be easier, right?" And Mahanama says, "Very well." And he starts to explain to Anuruddha how all the things that he'd have to do. He said, "Well, then I'll have to show you how to be a lay person. I'll tell you how to be a lay person. How to run the affairs of our household." He tells them all about the farms that they own and that they have to care for, and the workers that have to be paid, and crops that have to come in, and the merchants that have to be dealt with, all the work that has to be done to cultivate and to reap, harvest, and prepare, and care for the crops and animals and people." And he goes on and on, and Anuruddha says, stop. This is what it takes to be a layperson. This is what it takes to live in the world. There's no way being a monk could be harder than that. He said, "I'll become a monk. I've changed my mind. I'll become a monk and you stay as a layperson. That sounds like hell to me." And so Mahanama almost became a monk, but because he was kind, he let his younger brother become a monk instead, and he stayed to run their household, run their family business. But we get a lot of these talks between him and the Buddha. It seems the Buddha had a special place in his heart for, well, he kept a special place for Mahanama, or Mahanama had a special place for the Buddha, and in the sense of having a special interest in coming to see the Buddha, because he wasn't able to ordain, so he wanted to get teachings whenever he could. And so this is one such teaching, and he's sort of the iconic or the exemplary lay person. He, as a result of his backstory, he makes the perfect foil for the Buddha to talk about how lay people should live. So his talks are always quite interesting for lay people, I think. And so that, so whereas many of the talks we say, well, this is more directed towards monks, and so you have to adapt it if you want to practice it as a lay person, this one is the other way. It's much more relatable to lay people. So his first question is, how does one become a lay disciple? And so here we have the Buddha's words. If you were wondering whether there was any text-based method of becoming a Buddhist or a lay Buddhist, Buddha says, when one has taken refuge in the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, that's all it takes. And then one is a lay disciple. One has made a determination that the Buddha is my refuge, his teaching is my refuge, and the teachers who pass on his teaching, they are my refuge. Makes that determination, one is then a lay Buddhist. That's all it takes. And so then he goes on to say, well, how is a lay disciple virtuous? So just because you're a lay person, right, doesn't actually mean you're any good at anything. And so after taking refuge, the next step is how to be virtuous, how to actually be a good person, a good Buddhist, not just a Buddhist, but a good Buddhist. And so he said, gives the five precepts. And these two together really make up what it means to be a good Buddhist. If you're breaking the five precepts, could say you're still Buddhist. You're just not a very good one. You don't take refuge in the three refuges, Buddha, the Dhamma, and Sangha, and you're not a Buddhist at all. But these together make you not only a Buddhist, but a good Buddhist. And you take the three refuges, you're Buddhist. When you keep the five precepts, you're a good Buddhist. You're virtuous. And then two more questions which are probably more interesting is, how do you help yourself and not help others? And how do you help yourself and others? And they're interesting especially because they talk about lay people teaching, lay people encouraging others, passing the teaching on to others. So not only having faith, virtue, renunciation, and desire to hear the Dhamma, desire to practice the Dhamma, cultivating these things in oneself, that's helping oneself. But the idea behind this, the last paragraph, the last question, how one helps others also, is that there's more than just helping yourself. You should strive to establish such things in others. I mean, shouldn't. It's fun, you see. It's curious how it avoids such words as should. Don't just help yourself, but help others as well. But that's important because not everyone is a teacher, and not everyone is in a position to teach others. And it's not about going out and finding students and pushing to be a teacher or wanting to be a teacher or wanting other people to understand the Dhamma. It's about the kindness of it. It's about the compassion. And to just cut people off and to not share good things. It's like not sharing your possessions, not sharing your treasure with your family, with your friends, with your children. To keep it all to yourself. It's like keeping a great treasure to yourself. You have these things for yourself. It's a question of whether you share them with others. Now, there may not be the opportunity, and so you may have to keep the treasures to yourself. Other people might not want your treasures, they might not see them as treasures. Or there may be no one who is able to share the treasure with you. But we try and help others. We see other people suffering, we offer what we can to them. There's no need to be afraid. This is a treasure, this is a good thing. Every moment that we're mindful, every moment that a person's mindful, it's a clear thought, a clear moment. That's a good thing. If you can explain that to someone, if you can bring someone else to have a moment of clear thought, that's a good thing. You've helped them. You've not only helped yourself, but you helped others. You should never be afraid to help. Never be afraid to share the teachings. It doesn't take a lot. Sometimes all it takes is showing people how to do sitting meditation, how to say to themselves, rising, falling, how to focus their minds. Sometimes it doesn't even take that. You can just pass a book along or pass a link along, send people in the right direction. And you help others. So that's what this is all about. Helping ourselves, helping others. That's what this group is all about. I really appreciate all of you coming together. All of us coming together as a community. It's great to have this online group. It gives me encouragement, and I can see it gives other people encouragement as well. Shouldn't take these things lightly. It should be proud of ourselves. Not proud like that, but we should feel happy. We should rejoice in the goodness of coming together in this way. And the goodness that we develop as a community and through just being here for each other. So may this community live long. May we help. May we find help for ourselves, and when we bring help to each other through this community and through our practice. Sadhu. Thank you. Have a good night.